Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mark Funderburk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting third. The DH, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Putnam. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Rick Honeycutt. And now, play ball. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Funderburk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Honeycutt, and towards Wills, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Castano moves to second. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Castano moves to third. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Funderburk reaches second base with a double. Castano scores. Mackinnon moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Putnam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Engel hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Paquette chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Wagner. Wagner fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wagner. Mackinnon scores. Funderburk scores. Ward goes all the way around to score. Engel moves to third. It's 5-0, Twins. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sundberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Roberts moves to second. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. Roberts moves to third. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Roberts scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Rivers moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon strikes out. One out. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Funderburk hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Washington steals second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-for-1 in the game. Putnam hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills strikes out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rivers hits a line drive into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Funderburk takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0 for 2 in the game. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Putnam for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. Harbeck moves to third. It's 6-1, Twins. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiniger. The throw from Sundberg and he is out, Wills applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mackanin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ward. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Sundberg goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Twins. Doug Corbett now pitching. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roberts moves to third. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Wagner strikes out. 1 out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 3 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roberts scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Twins. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rivers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Rangers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Funderburk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-1 in the game. With three walks. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Rangers 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Mickey Hatcher now playing left field. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam is 0-3 in the game. Putnam hits a fly ball towards center. Ward catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Rangers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 2-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Castano hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Rangers 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-3 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Stein pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Texas Rangers, 3. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.